Father, we thank and praise your name in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To God be the glory for all the great things that he has done in our lives. Thank you, Father, Lord. As always, whenever the word goes forth, it brings light. Now let that word shine in our lives and bring the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Even into our lives this morning. Give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus with me. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Today I want to preach on miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. And I've been thinking about that all week. You know, the gospel must be preached with a demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power. Amen, people? Come on, people, are you with me this morning? In order for the people to believe, you know, people will not believe, you know, just, you know, for, you know, the excellency of our speech and so forth. So I'm going to give you some scriptures, you know, what the Bible has to say about that. And then I am going to take the liberty and share with you, you know, some testimonies and some things that, you know, God has done and, you know, that is going to bless your heart. I want to start right here in the book of John chapter 10. I mean, this is what Jesus himself said. I'm going to start at verse 37. John chapter 10 and verse 37. Of course, Jesus, you know, talking to the people, and then the people didn't believe too much about him or anything. So here's what he had to say to them. You know, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works. Amen? That ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. This is what Jesus said. And also in John, I'm going to go through some scriptures very quickly. In John chapter 4, and verse 48, Jesus said himself, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. So he said that himself. You know, so I'm laying a foundation for this. You know, now in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, you know, this is Paul's testimony about, you know, how he preached the gospel. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5. Why? So that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Can I get amen? That is the purpose for miracles, for signs and wonders. In fact, any gospel that is not accompanied by miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't know what kind of gospel that is. Amen? That's not the gospel that we were sent to preach. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, as was read this morning. And look at all the things. You know, setting the captives free, opening the eyes of the blind, delivering those that are in prison doors, you know, bringing them out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what the gospel, that was the real gospel does. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 20. Laying a foundation for this. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Praise God. Praise God, people. And at the end of this message, we're going to believe the Lord for some miracles in some people's lives. Amen. And after you hear all the great things, the Lord's going to give you faith to believe God. Amen. Praise God. Now, verse 30 of John chapter 20. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Verse 31. But these are written that ye might believe. So the signs and the wonders and the miracles are written that ye might believe. Amen? Praise God. And all the things that God does in our lives and through our lives, you know, are for some people and somebody else to believe. You know, first of all, the things that God does for us, so that we can believe in who he is. And also, you know, when we preach the gospel, when we minister to people, we got to minister with power so that the people can believe. Amen? Even though they don't believe, Jesus said, even though you don't believe in me, just because I'm me, you know, believe because of the works. Amen, people. That's right. And I'm not talking about the only ministers today, you know, of the gospel. I'm talking about every child of God that is filled with the Spirit of God. You know, you need to be, wherever you go, signs and wonders need to be following you. Amen. Praise you in the name of the Lord. I mean, let's look again quickly at Matthew chapter 11. When John was in prison, John the Baptist, and after he had heard the fame of Jesus and all of the things that he was doing, John the Baptist, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 2, he sent a couple of his disciples to Jesus. They said unto him, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" And verse 4. And listen to Jesus' answer. Here's the answer that Jesus gave them, because they wanted to know whether Jesus was the Christ. You know, he said, "Well, go show John again those things which ye do hear and see." Verse 5. What are those things that you hear and see? "The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the dead hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Hallelujah. So Jesus' ministry was authenticated by his miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good. Hallelujah. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Now, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost fell upon the church for the first time, Peter stood up under the power of God, and he preached, you know, a powerful message, quoting all the way from Joel the prophet and all the things that God promised that he would do. And he began to tell them in Acts chapter 2. He told them, you know, and he indicted that generation and so forth, you know. But listen to what he said about Christ in Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know." So Jesus was approved by God, by miracles, by signs, and by wonders. Can I get amen on that? Praise God. Now, we don't base, you know, everything on miracles, signs, and wonders. You know that in this church, you know. But if you don't have miracles, if you don't have power, if you don't have signs and wonders, that is a powerless church. And if you don't have that in your life, then you are a powerless Christian as well. Praise God. You know, so we got to have these miracles. We got to have these things in our lives. I mean, these are the things, you know, that the Bible is telling us. I mean, hallelujah. In the days of the apostles, when they went forth, Mark chapter 16 and verse 20, after Jesus told them that, "Look, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name," you know, when they do these things, he said, "Here's how you're going to know, you know, those that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." These are the signs of believers. Casting out devils. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, everywhere you go, the Bible says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." So any place upon the face of this earth that devil is, you know, occupying illegally. Hallelujah. And when you go, the Bible says, "Cast out devils." Amen. You know, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. You know, if they take, you know, up deadly serpents, it won't hurt them. If they drink, you know, deadly things, it won't harm them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. These are the things that Jesus said. And these people, verse 20 of Mark 16, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen? That's right. So they had signs. They had miracles. You know, I'm going to show you some examples of, you know, how they did, you know, signs and miracles and so forth in the Bible. But before I do that, listen to this also. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. Still talking about, you know, we've shown how Jesus of Nazareth was approved by God because of miracles, signs, and wonders. you know, I mean, to the people, of course, he was already approved by God because of his obedience. Amen? You know, but for the people's sake, you know, he showed miracles, he showed signs and wonders so that the people might believe. You know, and listen to this report in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. God also bearing them witness. That is the first witnesses who are eyewitnesses of some things. God bore them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Spirit. Gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Hallelujah. Now we've been talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the midweek services, and we want to encourage everybody, you know, to listen in to those things, because, you know, we are beginning to challenge the church that in your life, these gifts must be present and God must be working in you. Hallelujah. Miracles, signs and wonders. In the book of Acts chapter 3, Peter and John, after they received the Holy Ghost, they were going to the church. They were going to the temple, you know, at the hour of prayer, just like they used to do. They found this man that had been there, lame and so forth, and the man wanted beg of alms from them, and he said, you know, he has of alms. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand. Hallelujah, somebody. And he rising up. You know, Peter didn't even give him a chance to think about it. He just took him by the hand. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. And the man began to leap and to rise up and to walk. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You can read that whole story in Acts chapter 3. I'm not going to read that one. You know. Now, listen to this also. You know, I want to just bring some of these verses out in the Bible where, you know, where God gives credence, you know, to the message of Jesus' resurrection through miracles, signs, and wonders. You know, God himself, you know, gave approval to the ministry of Christ by signs and wonders, we're told. Listen to this in Acts chapter 2 and verse 43. This same place where Peter was preaching this powerful message on the day of Pentecost. Listen to what is, you know, after a while, you know, of course, you know, the Lord pricked the hearts of the people, you know, after he preached to them and so forth, and, you know, they asked what they should do, and Peter told them how they also might be able to receive the Holy Ghost, you know, and listen to what happened to those that, you know, those that received the word of God. Verse 41 of Acts chapter 2. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added, you know, unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. So there's always wonders, there's always signs done by the apostles. Amen? Even Philip, we are told in Acts chapter 8, he went down to a city called Samaria. And let me read to you from verses 5 through 8 of Acts chapter 8. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. They would not have given heed to Philip if they hadn't seen the miracles. Hallelujah, somebody. But when Philip preached, he backed it up with miracles. He backed it up with signs and wonders. And the Bible said there was joy in that whole city. Hallelujah. The whole city. You know, listen to verse 7. For unclean spirits, these were the things that Philip did in Samaria. Unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. And many that were taken with palsies, that's paralyzed, you know, and were lame, they were healed, you know, as Philip went down to Samaria. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Miracles, signs, and wonders giving, you know, witness, you know, to the message of the gospel and the message of the power of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 12, you know, again talking about, you know, how the testimony of, you know, the early church, Acts chapter 5, you know, the testimony of the early church, and how all of these things, You know, the Bible says that, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. By the signs and wonders. So I'm going to talk about signs and wonders. You know, I'm just reading all these things the Bible says. What are miracles? What are signs and wonders? So I'm going to talk about that in a little bit and show you how exactly it can bring many, many people to salvation. Amen? When it is done in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God, people. Acts chapter 14. And I read from verse 1. I'm going through this very quickly. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both, of course, you know, this was Paul and Barnabas. They went both into the synagogue of the Jews and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, you know, made their minds to be evil affected against the brethren. Now, so there, you know, a long time therefore they abode there, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord, which gave testimony. So the Lord gave testimony. See, they were testifying about the Lord, but the Lord was also giving testimony. Hallelujah. The Lord gave testimony to the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Praise God. You know, one time, you know, they threatened the disciples. You know, after that miracle in Acts chapter 3 that Peter and John did to that lame man, they threatened the disciples. And they said, look, we don't want you to preach in this name anymore. And so forth. You know. But listen to this. I want to give you a statement here, you know, that will amaze you. In the book of Acts chapter 4, reading from verse 13. Now, you know, the Pharisees and all the people and so forth, the religious leaders of those days, they didn't care anything about the miracles of Jesus and the miracles that people did in the name of Jesus. They were always wanting to put those things away, you know. And so when Peter and John did this notable miracle, that this man who had been lame for a long time and sat in the gates of the temple asking alms that everybody knew about, when they saw that this man was healed, listen to what those religious unbelievers said in those days, you know. Now, verse 13 of Acts chapter 4. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, these people were not educated, they didn't have doctor's degrees and so forth, you know, then they marveled, see, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Why? Because of one miracle. Hallelujah, somebody. One miracle that set this man that had been crippled up on his feet. You know, in the presence of everybody. They didn't take him to the corner to go and pray for him. They sent him right there when everybody was looking. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And beholding the man which was healed, verse 14, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. They can't say nothing against it. And listen to what they said themselves. So when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council and confer among them, you know, they sent Peter and John out, you know, and then they conferred among themselves. Listen to their statement in verse 16. They said, what shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Miracles cannot be denied. Hello, somebody. Miracles, signs, and wonders done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to bear witness to the word of his grace cannot be denied. And it usually draws people to Christ. Amen. This is what they said, you know, all the Sanhedrin and all the religious leaders of those days. They said it themselves. We cannot deny the fact that a notable miracle has been done by these people. You know, we can try to shut them down, but look, there's a man here that is walking on his feet that has been lame all these years, and everybody knows it. Amen, people? Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, in your neighborhood, and when you go to the grocery store and so forth, you know, I mean, doesn't matter, you know, whether you can convince people by word or not, but if you can walk a notable miracle in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, somebody, everybody will be wanting to know more about you. Praise you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's what, you know, that's what miracles are all about. Now, I want to, you know, these people said, look, we cannot deny miracles because they are real, you know, so let me give you some real life testimonies and experiences of how, you know, I was eyewitnesses. I mean, I was an eyewitness among many to, you know, the you know, miracles of God. Now, some of this happened years ago, and some happened more recently. But real miracles that brought people to salvation. And some of you might say, well, that was years ago. Well, let me tell you something else, you know, too. All these miracles that we are reading in this Bible right now happened thousands of years ago. Hello, somebody. Even the miracles of, you know, Moses, you know, parting the Red Sea, thousands of years ago, you know, and we are still shouting about them till today. The miracles that Jesus did were thousands of years ago. We are still shouting about them till today. The miracles that the apostles did, that, you know, thousands of years ago, we are still shouting about them today. Because whatsoever God doeth shall be forever. Hallelujah, people. So whether I give you testimony of something that happened yesterday or something that happened 10, 30, 20 years ago in my life, doesn't matter. These things that we are reading in the Bible here happened thousands of years ago. And everybody is still praising the Lord about it. Amen? Because I've heard some people say, you know, if you give testimony about something in the past, they say, well, that was in the past. You know, what? All these things were in the past that are in the Bible. Amen? Praise God. There is nothing past about God. Hallelujah. In fact, God, throughout the pilgrimage of Israel, he constantly reminded them of things that he did for them in the past. He would always be reminding them when they were journeying towards Canaan. He would be telling them what he did for them in Egypt. Always reminding them. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So let me tell you some stories that will bless your heart, and you will see how miracles, signs, and wonders brought a lot of people to Christ that I was with eyewitness about. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, at the end of this, we're going to believe the Lord together. Praise God. Now, when I was at Federal School of Science, Lagos, it's kind of like a community college, so to speak, like you have here. But it was a one-year college. You know, after that, you went to a full university and did 3 years. You know, and so forth. A lot of miracles. I'm going to give you some of them. You know, and in fact, you know, that's why I've been rushing and speaking fast so that I can have some time to say some of these things. You know, and when I first got into that campus, now listen to these stories, folks. You know, because I was thinking about all these things. And I was just, reminiscing over the goodness of the Lord in my life throughout this week. And he brought all these things to my mind. And I said, wow, gee, you know, I'm going to, you know, give the praise to the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen, somebody. You know, the psalmist said, I will praise the Lord at all times. Psalm 34. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Praise God. It's my testimony, you know, so you do whatever you want with it, but it'll give glory to the name of the Lord. You know, when I first, you know, got into the campus, so one day I went to the cafeteria. Listen to this story, folks. You know, on my first day or so in the cafeteria. And I got my food. You know, I wanted to sit down, and I saw everybody crowded on these tables. They were all crowded, you know. And then there was one long table that was left empty. But everybody was crowded up on all the other tables. You know, so I looked around. There wasn't any space. So I saw the space on this empty table. So I went and sat there in the empty table. And everybody was looking at me. You know, so I didn't know what was going on. You know, so somebody who thought they had compassion on me, you know, got up from their seat and came up and said, hello. I said, yeah. He said, you are either very brave or very stupid. But I think you are very stupid. He said, do you know what table this is? I said, an empty table. Amen. And he said, there was a group there, they were called the Pirates. You know, these guys were like, you know, they got to be like 6 foot and so forth. And I was a small person. I'm even small now, and I was smaller than this. You know, and they, big, huge guys, they had this cause and this sorority and so forth, and they had initiation. Listen to this story. You know, and these guys, you know, and there have been 3 or 4 instances shortly before that somebody went and sat on that table that I didn't know, and they bloodied the guy's nose. These guys didn't, you know, obey any rules. They didn't care about anybody. You know, they beat everybody up, even the officials. You know, and you know, they broke even somebody's arm and so forth. You know, bloodied their nose and so forth. So this guy told me, "You better get out from that table before this guy." He said, you know, this belongs to the pirates. I said, pirate what? The pirates. I said, well, I don't know what they are. So I just sat down, you know, and so forth like that. So finally, you know, these guys, they used to love to make an entrance. They come into the cafeteria late when everybody else are seated. You know, so I think, you know, and you don't get in their way. If they want to get in line, everybody moves out of the line. They want to do anything, everybody. You know, so I sat down there, and then these guys came, you know, and then all the eyes in the cafeteria were on that table that day, I guarantee you. And everybody said, you know, they told him to leave that table, you know, and so forth. And then they stood there, you know, for a few minutes. They took a good look at me, and one by one, they just walked away. Hallelujah, somebody! And I found out later, it was rumored later, I'll tell you another story, you know, about this. You know, I found out later, it was rumored later that these people, you know, and I asked God, you know, and they, the Lord showed them that I had some bodyguards. Amen, people! Praise the name of the Lord! Remember one story in the Bible, Elisha. You know, when the king of, you know, the Syrians sent somebody to go and capture him and so forth, and his, you know, and his servant said, oh, they've come to capture him, and said, don't worry about it. They that are with us are greater than they that are with them. And the man said, there's nobody here with us. And he said, Lord, open his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he saw chariots of fire. Hallelujah, somebody! I don't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it. You know, so when they left, then I started saying, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Praise God. You know, then all of a sudden, I tell you what, that simple thing, many people began to want to find, who's this guy? You know, so somebody, you know, some people asked, who's this guy? Well, nobody knew who I was, because I was just coming into school and so forth. Well, you know, the rumor began to spread, you know, somehow. The next story about these pirates, the dorm that we lived in, now listen to this. The dorm that we lived in, right, was a very long dorm. But it had entrances, you know, various entrances. But you could enter from the far side and walk through the corridor to your side. Or you could enter from the main corridor some other ways. Now, these pirates, and whatever they were, they owned this section of the dorm. You know, so nobody dared cross from that way, you know, to go to the other. You better go out all around and come on through there. So one day, I was going back to the dorm from the classroom, and I wanted to pass by that place, and the Lord said, you know, go through that side. So I said, well, that's where the pirates are and so forth. So I went through that side, you know, and when I saw, they were there. They were having an initiation service for somebody that day. Oh, no, I don't know, it's not service, but initiation, whatever, you know. So this guy, and when they saw me coming, they started partying, you know, because I think rumor had gone about this guy, you know. So they started partying, and I said, okay. I mean, normally you don't pass through that. If you pass through that place, they carry you out on a stretcher, you know. So, and then I saw this guy. He was on the ground. He was rolling and reeling, and, you know, something was going on. I didn't know what it was. So as I was trying to pass, he grabbed me by the ankle. This was somebody that I had actually witnessed to before, but he didn't, you know, care too much. I, you know, invited him to come to the fellowship. So later on, when I joined the fellowship, and he didn't care, you know. So finally, he grabbed my ankle, and I said, you know, what you grab my ankle for, you know? So he whispered to me, pray for me. So I just pretended like I didn't hear him. So I tried to walk away. He grabbed me again, both ankles. So I couldn't go. He said, pray for me. He whispered, pray for me. I said, what? I said, say it loud so they can all hear. What are you whispering for? Because they were all around. In fact, as soon as I came, they put up their cigarettes. Hello, somebody. That's right. You know, they started putting up their cigarettes and so forth. I didn't say anything to them. You know, I said, hello, gentlemen. This man wants me to pray for him. And they all stood like this, you know. And I said, and I had learned, you know, I had gone to some conferences. I was a young man. I was about 19 years. All this thing I'm telling you young people, I was only about 19 years old, you know. And I had gone to some conferences, and I had learned that, look, when you are challenged with dealing with the devil in public, you don't pray long prayers. Amen? You pray long prayers in your closet. So that day I knew, I said, I can't pray long prayer today. So I just bent down over the guy, and I said something. I said, you foul unclean spirits, come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. I cannot even describe, the things that came out of this guy. Amen? I found out later it was an initiation thing that he was going through. He had drunk blood and all kinds of things, and they make them do this and so forth. And something tore him in the middle. And he rushed and went to the bathroom that was just a few doors, and he did something. It was a mess. And he came, he was calm. Well, next service, he was in the service. Amen. Next fellowship, he was there. I said, oh, you're not joining. His name was Abraham, And so I said, you're not joining those choirs again. And then he brought a couple of other people too. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let me tell you something too. When the power of God began to fall on that campus, we would be having meetings and then the Holy Ghost fire would come. And every time the Holy Ghost fire came, the students would line up, on the corridors and so forth like that. There was a revival that God sent that year when I got to that school. So one day I went for the meeting, I went for the fellowship, and as they began to praise the Lord, and things began to happen, I left to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, there were two guys there, also in the bathroom, and then one of them said, because they heard the singing coming down from the hall, and then one of them said, well, this SU people have started again, because SU was a scripture, and they had that, there was a tag that they called for religious people, in those days. And the other fellow said to this man, these folks are not SU. These people have power. Amen. I was in the bathroom, said, those ones are not SU at all. These people are fire. Praise God. And then things happen like that, and many times people would come and so forth. I'm going to tell you some other significant cases that happened that brought a lot of souls. And a lot of souls were just coming because of signs and wonders. Amen. Signs and wonders. We'll be having fellowship. The Holy Ghost fire would come. And every day that happened, people would just line up on the corridor and we would just be minding our business. Nobody would be saying anything to anybody. And they would be coming in one by one, falling down, crying for deliverance. And then God will be setting them free. Some of them will be saved. Some of them will receive the Holy Ghost, prophesy, speak in tongues, and so forth. Dozens of cases like that happen all the time in the campus, week after week, and then revival started spreading. And then we had one lecturer, physics lecturer. She was one mean lady. That's all I can say. But she was married to one secretary of transportation or something like that, and she was mean. Back in those days, women in Nigeria didn't smoke, didn't wear pants, and all these things. This woman did all these things. She cursed, she did everything. But one day she threw me out of the physics class. Because this woman doesn't like you reading in her class. And I think I was in the class that day, maybe reading the Bible or something. she looked, well, she saw I was reading something. She threw me out of the class. Everybody knew this woman for being so notorious. In the campus, she was mean. Well, one day, hello somebody. One day through signs and wonders, she heard, there was one student who was in one of our group that somehow she liked, and this student, wasn't me, told her that, look, come and see what God is doing. So one day she came during this Holy Ghost fire when it fell. Wasn't every time, but sometimes it did. And one day she came when it fell, and this woman, that everybody feared. She was on her knees, nobody preached to her. She began to cry and she began to pray. She began to prophesy. She began to do all kinds of things. The next thing you know, we were having the fellowship in her office. Hallelujah. We even had a fellowship in her house. And so forth. And then the school heard about it and said, wow. And then people began to turn to the Lord and say, this group, what is with this group? And so forth. So let me tell you two more cases of how great things, through signs and miracles, many souls were turned to the Lord. I'm going to tell you the story of a hunchback that everybody knew around that place. He came to one of the crusades that we had. We had a love feast crusade at the end of my year in that school. And we were preaching, you know, I was preaching on that crusade actually. And when this man was healed, a lot of people began to come to Christ. Amen? You know, he was straight up. Anybody ever seen a hunchback? You ever seen a hunchback with all this big thing in their back, like camel back and so forth? You know, when this man was straightened out and healed, you know, people began to bring their talisman and charms and so forth and begin to put it down and begin to praise the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen, people? I'm going to tell you another story. You know, this one shook the whole school. This one happened, it wasn't even a crusade, it just happened in our fellowship. There was this man, his name was Sam. And he said, my wife will remember some of these testimony stories. This man sold this Samco milk. I mean, any of you know Samco chocolates? You know, well, maybe it was before your time. Anyway, it's this thing that, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know what I can liken to it here. But, you know, it was something that he was deaf and dumb from his birth. Never spoke a word, you know. But he sold this thing, Samco chocolate milk. It was a favorite. Everybody liked it. And everybody patronized it. They liked the guy. I remember his name because he sold Samco and his name was Sam. You know. So, they, you know, so you can buy chocolate or milk or fun ice or whatever, ice cream and so forth from this guy. He had this bicycle cart that he, you know, he had came to the school every single day, came to the campus. Everybody knew this guy. You know. Never spoke a word in his life. You have to sign to him. When you're there, you know, so sign and so forth, and then he'll give you your money and he'll give you, and so forth like that. You give him your money and he'll give you this and your chain, you know. One day, hallelujah, somebody. This man had been in that campus, so I don't know what happened. I spent only 1 year there. I was told he had been there many years before I came, you know. One day, by some miracle of God, you know, God brought him to the meeting. I don't know who invited him to the meeting. You know, he came to our meeting, you know. He just came to the fellowship. You know, he ran out of that place shouting and singing and praising God. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. He ran around the whole campus and everybody knew him. That thing brought all the students came to the meeting. They started coming to the meeting. This man, Samco man, he had never spoken. Everybody knew him for years. You know? Everybody knew it for years. There are some people that spent 2 years in that school that did their O-levels and then their A-levels. And I spent only 1 year. You know, and they knew this man. He'd never spoken a word. He had never heard anything in his life. He came to that meeting one day. He ran out of that place. He left his ice cream car. He was running all over the campus, shouting and praising God. Shouting and singing and praising God. Shouting and singing and praising God. And people said, what? Yes, I know, Sam. You know, people started coming. Everybody started coming. You know, in fact, you know, one time, you know, we were having a meeting close to the beach where a co-hotel was being built, you know, because we were too noisy on campus and so on. So one man heard about the meeting. He was a crippled man. You know, he heard about this group, you know, and so forth. You know, he crawled. Listen to me, folks. This man crawled because we had to leave the campus, go about maybe half a mile or a mile away and so forth, closer to the beach and have the meeting on the beach there. This man crawled on his hands and feet for miles to get there. Amen? He had heard that every time people came in this place or something, praise you the name of the Lord. Folks, this man went home healed that day. He got up from his crawling and he ran around the whole place. You know, and revival just broke up all over the place. Praise you the name of the Lord. You know, people started coming to Christ. This is what miracle signs and wonders do. I'm going to tell you another story quickly. One day, my wife and I don't think we were even married then, but we were going somewhere and in race course, how many of you know race course in Lagos? Around to 5 hours or wherever, race course. There was this man, he was crazy person, a madman. I mean, like this crazy person at the Gadarenes in the Bible. I mean, if you remember that story. He was a crazy man. He had like a place that he had rocks. And he lived in around that place. And nobody dared to pass on that side of the street. He would jump on you, he would tear you to pieces. So when the people were coming,
they will go to the other side.
You understand what I'm saying?
People will go to the other side of the street to pass by that area. Nobody there to pass. That was his domain, you know, and he had, you know, he had something going. You know, this man was full of devils. I don't know how many, you know. Back where I come from, you know, there's no homeless people unless they are crazy people. Hello, people. They are mentally crazy. They've got demons in their head. That's the only way they are homeless. You know, because they will have some uncles, some sisters, some brothers, some family to live with. You know. But this man, you know, for you see somebody like that, I mean, this man was, I mean, he was full of devils. He terrorized that place, you know, and then he would go back and crawl under his rocks. So one day we were going. My wife is sitting right here. We were going. And we were about to get to that side. And I said, let's cross over to the other side. So I, you know, we quickly cross over to the other side, you know. And the Holy Ghost said, in so many words, you got to be kidding. Amen? Amen, people? You got to be kidding me. I said, well, you know, I got to protect my woman, you know. So I told the Lord, and the Lord said, you know, I said, yeah, and I told God, I said, you know, I don't fear nothing. The Lord knew I was afraid. I told the Lord, you know, I don't fear nothing, you know. And I said, so I told my wife, you stay over there. Stay over there now, you know. So I crossed back to the street. The Holy Ghost said, go back there and set this man free. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. True story. So I went back and she came behind and said, I told you to stay over there. So, you know, I approached this man. He jumped out from his tomb. He came at me, you know. And I said, man can't do it, Bashida. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know what I said, but I said something. I said, come out of him. Hallelujah. Come out of him. And he came at me. He fell down. Amen. I said, come out of him, you unclean spirit. I charge you by Jesus Christ. Come out of the man and set the man free. They tore him. He tore him. He troubled. And, you know, I stood there and so forth. Finally, he calmed down. Praise God. He had been there for years like that. Happened in Lagos, true story. So finally, so my wife checking it out. I checked this out. So I said, all right. So when I saw that he was calm, you know, and he said, you know, what am I doing here? I said, well, long story. You know. So I said, come with us. So we took him to Salvation Army, true story. Salvation Army, got him some, you know, some whatever clothes and so forth like that. Next Saturday or next whatever time the fellowship, you know, this man came with us to fellowship in his right mind. Hallelujah! When the news went about, even more people came to Christ. Because they knew what this man had done. Hallelujah! Then one brother jumped up. You know, his name was Tony. You know, and even the miracles challenged him. So one gave the testimony. This brother said, what? You guys hear the madman on the street? He said, I'm going to go look for some madman. He jumped up. I said, well, I don't know about that one, but, you know, the Lord go with you and so forth. You know, the people were challenged. Faith was boosted everywhere. Hallelujah. You know, people were provoked unto good works. You know, by the miracles, by the signs, and by the wonders. And people were coming to Christ, and I was being told that they never seen anything quite like that one year in that school, in that campus. Praise you, the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are many more, but I'm going to cut it short. And then I went to University of Ibadan. Then one day, I used to go to they had this place called Chapel of Resurrection. I used to go there to pray in the daytime and so forth. So one day I went there to pray. You got to listen to the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen, people? So I went there to pray one afternoon, and there was only myself and one other person. So I was in the back, and he was way out in the front. I can't remember the name of the brother. I turned out to be a brother later on. So he was out there way in the front, and I was in the back. And as I was praying, the Holy Ghost said, go over and pray for him. Lay your hands on his chest. And I was like, I can't just go over and lay my hands on his chest, you know. So I walked over to him. I said, you know, what ailed you? Can I pray for you? And he said, yes. I said, so I began to pray. I lay my hand on his chest. And I just prayed. I don't know what I prayed. I just prayed. I left, you know. So he thanked me. He left. We used to have this fellowship there called Tuesday Fellowship. We had fellowship on Tuesdays. So he came. I don't know what day it was. I think it was actually the day before. Either the day before, that's it. I think it was the day before. So the next day or so, he came to the fellowship. So I didn't even know him. I mean, I recognized him, but I didn't know his name. So he had this, you know, I mean, they were like the size of this thing right here. He had some envelopes that were about the size of this thing. You know what I'm saying? Some envelopes. He just had them. So he stood up to give a testimony. So, you know, so I said, well, I remember this man from yesterday. So he said, you know, and he started this story. And he said he had been suffering from tuberculosis, from this, from that. And all those things he brought were x-rays. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, and he gave this testimony. He said, there was this brother and so forth, you know, mentioned my name because I introduced myself. And I was sitting right there. He said, pray for me and so forth. He said, immediately. You know, and then he went to the doctors that day and he took some more x-rays and he brought both sets of x-rays. All of the things that had been happening. And in fact, there was commotion in the building that day. And people began to come out for prayers. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, I was even the person preaching that day. You know, I just sat somewhere. People began to say, if God can do that, I'm going to receive my miracle as well. Amen. And then, of course, there were some people that gave their lives to Christ. Now, all of these testimonies, they are designed to draw people to the Christ. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's what they are. They are not for drawing glory to anybody. But they are for drawing people to Christ. Amen? Now, let me give you this last one for the sake of time. In 2008, we went to the Philippines. Some of you may remember that. How many of you remember that? GMI went to Philippines in 2008. Okay. So I went with Brother Roland. There was this woman, and this testimony is on our website. Go check it out. She sent an email, and I put it there. You'll see it on that testimonies of Philippines. You know, her name was Anna Lou something. Anyway, she had an advanced stage of breast cancer. I don't know if it was stage 4 or whatever it was. She came to the meetings probably towards the end of the meeting. You know, and I remember. And she came and I prayed for her that night. You know, so I left. I never saw her again. You know, because I think it was maybe the last or so day of the meeting or something. I don't know. So she never came back to give a testimony. Well, a lot of time went by and I'd even forgotten. In 2010, and you will see the date on the email she sent me if you go to the website. In 2010, we went to 2008. She wrote me this email and I put it there exactly unedited even with her poor grammar. I put it there just like that on the website. And she said, you know, Pastor Yaro, you may remember me. I was the woman with the breast cancer and so forth. You pray for me and so forth. And she said, immediately, that night, she said, I begin to feel something hot in my body. And then she said, you know, gradually, she said, I have been in pain for years. I think she said, like, either 4 or 5 years that she had been going through this thing. She said, I've been in pain. She said, but that night was the last time. Hallelujah, somebody. Well, that's not the end of the story. She was not saved. That miracle turned her to Christ. Her whole family, about 8 or 9 of them, turned to Christ. The whole village. It's on the website. The whole village. In fact, they started a church, a GMI church, in that village because of that woman's testimony. She told the local pastor that we had there, she said, we want you to come and start GMI church over here. You know? And then she became an evangelist because of her testimony. So when I saw the email, I said, wow, that's wonderful, sister. Make sure you are giving testimony. And then she wrote back some more of all the things, you know, and so forth. And then I called Pastor Joel to Maria over there and said, he gave me even more of what has been happening because of this woman's testimony. Because of one healing, 9 people beside herself were saved in her family. Her entire village turned to Christ. And they started a church in their house because of her testimony. Because of the healing and the power of God that delivered her. How many of you can say praise the Lord? That is what miracles, signs, and wonders will do. Praise you the name of the Lord. You know, and you are either going to believe God or not believe God. You know, I want to challenge everybody that is in here today to step out by faith. Amen? Step out by faith. These apostles in Acts chapter 4, when they were threatened that they should no more speak in this name, even though they said we cannot deny it, they went back and prayed. And listen to what they said, starting from verse 29. Verse 29. They said, "Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants," this is Acts 4, 29, "that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth your hand to heal you, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." That's how you give witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's how you give witness to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen, people? Signs and wonders. Miracles and power. Praise you, the name of the Lord. And when these things begin to happen, it begins to draw people to Christ. And you're either going to believe God or not believe God. And I want to challenge you young people that are in here today. Step out in faith. Amen? Even the little kids, step out in faith. I remember the first miracle, sign, and wonder that I knew, that I can remember in my life. Ever. Before I was even saved already. I was about 5 years old. 5 years old. The reason I know it was because I remember the house where we used to live in Ibadan in Nigeria. And I remember the age that I was when we lived in that house. And I remember how it happened. One day, about 5 years old, couldn't have been more than 5 or 6 because I hadn't even gone to grade school then. You know, back in those days, you had to put your hand over like this. You know, how many of you know what I'm talking about? Well, it will be before your time. If your hand couldn't reach the bottom of your ear like this, they didn't let you start grade school. And I was short. My hand couldn't reach. So I sat out 1 year. You know. And I remember it was only that year. So I went out one day. I was playing in the streets. You know. And then it started to rain. And I can tell you this, folks. I don't know at the age of 5 how I knew that it is possible to stop the rain. Amen? I don't know. But I, you know, God raised that rain and I said, I need to play some more. Amen? Praise the true story. You know, and I lifted up my hand. I don't know what, I can't remember what I said, but I asked that rain to stop. And the rain immediately stopped. And I thought to myself, wow, this is pretty cool. Well, I don't know the language I said then, but something to that. And I said, well, let the rain start again. And the rain started. And I did that about 3 or 4 times. And I was just having fun. And then, man, this is wonderful. So I ran inside the house. Now, I am the last born of many siblings in my family. So I ran inside the house, you know, to tell, you know, my older siblings. And they shut me down. Hello, people. They shut me down. They said, stop the rain. Start the rain. That's not possible. Rain stopped and started by itself. Don't even tell us anything. Get out of here. You know. But you see, that faith was working in me even while I was a little child. Hallelujah, somebody. And I walked away from it and I said, well, I don't care what you guys say. I know what I saw. And I know what I did. You know, I went away. And I remember that I was 5 years old. Praise God. Now, I tell you this, folks, to the glory of God, not to boast or make anything myself, you cannot receive, have anything unless it was given to you from above. Amen? Praise God. But when God's got his hand on your life, amen, you better step out and let him, you know, kind of like the message on Friday, let him take you to your destiny. Amen? Praise God. You know, so, you know, God has called me in my life to see signs, wonders, and miracles, and faith, you know, and the only thing that stops me is if I don't step out. Amen? Amen, folks? Praise you in the name of the Lord. From a little child until now. Now, I have been young. And now I'm a little older. Hallelujah. But I have never seen God's word fail. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. Now, if you are in here this morning and you need a miracle from God, you've heard all these testimonies. You've heard all these great things and so forth. I have many more to tell you, but I have to cut it out because of time. You know. The purpose of the miracles and signs and wonders is so that people will believe. You know, and I want you to begin to step out with miracles and signs and wonders in your mind for the glory of God. And God will do it. Amen. If you work one miracle in your school, you might turn the whole school towards Christ. One notable miracle. Praise you the name of the Lord. You know, or your neighborhood or whatever, you know. So that's my challenge to everybody. But also for those of you who are here this morning, if you've seen how God has healed this woman of breast cancer, you know, and so forth like that. So what is it that you have that God cannot heal? I challenge you in here this morning. And I pray this week. I say, Lord, on Sunday, you know, give me this as a birthday present. I want everybody to be healed of whatever it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. And whatever challenge they would have. So I invite you here this morning. Come quickly. And let's believe the name of the Lord together. If you have anything at all that you want to believe God for, you've heard all the testimonies. You know, praise God. And I've been seeking the Lord throughout this week, you know. Most people, you know, just think that it's your birthday, you should be doing this. No, I said, you know, I'm on fast, I'm on prayer, I'm going to seek the Lord, because on Sunday, I'm going to stand in the word of the Lord. Amen? That's what I've been doing. Praise you the name of the Lord. And I am going to believe God. Now, you have heard these testimonies. You've seen all kinds of, you've heard all kinds of things, and these are true testimonies. And 2 weeks ago, I told you the testimony, you know, of the story of the angelic deliverance, you know, and so forth like that. God has done all kinds of things, you know. So, lift up your hands here this morning. If you are here, today is the day of your miracle. Now, I don't care whether it is deliverance that you need from anything that's been bugging you, or something that's been repeating itself in your life that you need to get rid of. That's fine. Today is the day. Hallelujah. Jesus has the power to break every chain. Praise you the name of the Lord. Praise you the name of the Lord. Breaking every chain. And if you need healing for anything at all, you need a miracle, you're standing in for somebody else, it doesn't matter, whatever it is, I've stood before the Lord already, and I've prayed for everyone today. And my God never failed me yet. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, move upon your people here this morning. Glorify yourself, O Lord. And let the people know that I spoke the word of the Lord here this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, O Lord, work miracles, bring healings, deliverances, and whatever it is that your people are believing God for this morning. Do it to the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, there is so much power in this room right now. And I want those of you that are here, I want you to join your hands with somebody. Let's believe God together, because the Bible says, it's kind of like a three-fold cord is not quickly broken. There is so much power right here. Now, if you have some real faith, you need to charge off the person that is next to you. And if your faith is a little weak, draw from the person that's next to you as well. And let's believe the Lord together. Father, O Lord, you are the God of miracles. And we have heard your testimonies, your goings forth of old, and great things that you have done, we have heard today. Our God is not a respecter of persons. God is not a God of yesterday. What he has done in the past, he will do again today. Now I challenge every situation that has plagued the children of God. And everything for the reason why they are standing here in prayer. Father Lord, for those that need healing. We have had the testimonies of healings here today. Heal
healed, and what a miracle for your people, Lord. What a miracle for your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I challenge all the people of God in this place today, especially all our young people, step out by faith. Begin to believe God. Never be afraid of any man. Step out by faith. You've heard testimonies against, you know, the pirates and so forth. I was not afraid. You've heard all the great things that the Lord did. Now, Lord, I pray for all our young people in here. Let the Spirit of God begin to quicken you afresh in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, listen to me, folks. I'm going to say this to the young folks that are here, especially distinct. Embrace him. The Lord just put this in my heart right now. And I will call a meeting one day, and I'll tell you, maybe next week I'll announce to you the day it will be. You make sure that you are in that meeting. Because we are going to set some things on fire. Amen? Praise God. There are already some firebrands in this place. We just need to light the fire. And the Holy Ghost told me to tell you right now, as I was standing here, and I will call that meeting the one-day conference. You will never be the same. And we will try to make sure that you all have opportunity to attend. So we'll talk about that next week, by the grace of God. But when you hear it, you'll be there. And if you want something from God, you want your life to be a life that is full of miracles, signs, and wonders, you'll be in that meeting as well. Not only for the young folks, but all, especially for the young people. Because in every generation, revival comes through the young folks. Amen, people? I was a young man when all that happened. And I'm looking, I'm waiting for these young people to stand up and shake this city. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We glorify you, Lord. Now, the Lord, even our God, who has called you unto this high calling, the same God, establish you. Make you complete in him, lacking nothing, even as you step out in faith. Be strong and of a good courage. Have I not commanded you, saith the Lord? Who is it that you are afraid of? Or who is the son of man that you should fear him? And you are feared continuously every day by reason of the oppressor, as if you are ready to devour. And where is the fury of the oppressor that you will forget me, saith the Lord? I am God alone, and there is none else. Stand, therefore, and be courageous in the might of the Lord. And the people that do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to challenge you to have a testimony from the prayer today. Just like that lady. She was prayed for cancer. You know, and she went home. Just like that. And the next thing you know, praise God. The next thing you know, she checked it out. She said, my glands, this pain has stopped. From there on, great things began to happen. Praise God. Whatever it was that you stood out here for today, the Lord has granted it by the mercy of the Lord. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord for that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody say, hallelujah. Say it again, hallelujah! Say it again, hallelujah!
Amen.